Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 117. Every week we feature a restaurant. And this restaurant is the newest from Let Us Entertain You. The general manager there is Nathan Steen. There is the Oakville Grill and Cellar in the Fulton Market area. How are you, Nathan?
I'm great, Steve. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Congratulations. The restaurant has been open for a little while. I'm kind of playing catch up here. How long has it been open?
Mm-hmm. So just a little over 3 months now. We are, like you said, here in the Fulton Market District. Super excited to be a part of the neighborhood, and we've had a great reception so far. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your patronage as well.
Yes, that's how I found out about it. I happened to come in. In fact, my wife and I celebrating our anniversary, to be very honest with you. And I thought, hey, I need to feature this place. It's really, really good. It's kind of swanky. So Let Us Entertain You has restaurants like all over the map, very fancy places, some not so, different cuisines. Tell us about the Oakville Grill and Cellar.
Yeah, so, you know, our chef team here, led by Chef Max Robbins, I think our menu is really inspired by, you know, partnerships with farms, ranches, and wineries, you know, throughout California and the Midwest. We are certainly inspired by wine country, Napa Valley, Sonoma. But, you know, I think what's really the ethos of our restaurant is, you know, using local ingredients as much as possible and, you know, really highlighting the people that we, you know, think do a really great job. We do have an all-season roof. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just curious. So I saw trout on the menu. I had the trout. Patrick, my producer, mentioned to me that he's going fishing. So when Patrick goes fishing tomorrow, should he bring the fish to your restaurant? How do you get your trout?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, it'd be great to, you'd really be highlighting local there, I'm sure, depending on where he's fishing. But we do get it from Wisconsin, Rushing Waters. Great fishery, sustainable practices, and close to us here in the Midwest. So, great product, very, very tasty. We simply prepare that in our coal-fired oven to just get that some of that smoke and, serve it as tender and simply as possible.
And some of the other items that you have on the menu before I ask about desserts, because that's those were over the top. But some of the other menu items?
So I think some of our favorites as a team and as a guest as well, everyone's loving the yellowfin tuna tostadas. We make a salsa maje here. It's like a kind of like an oil and chili based salsa, kind of crunchy. Put some crispy carrots on top of that and sliced avocado. It's very simply prepared. Again, very delicious. Grilled avocado. Can't really get much more simple than that. We put that in that coal fired oven as well. Finish it with a little togarashi. Just has a nice little spice, smokiness.
A little bit of what? What did you say? I think you could say that on the radio, but I'm not sure what you said. A little bit of what?
Togarashi is a Japanese chili spice.
Okay. I did not know this.
Yeah.
All right, continue. So, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't raided by the FCC.
No, I think we're safe here.
Okay.
We have from salads, we make a really great Caesar salad. Use local buttermilk from Old Heritage Creamery. We've got romaine hearts in there, Napa cabbage, Parmesan cheese, kind of grated on top. Again, simple, but, a little different. Lots of textures and colors in there. I think really what our food is about is, highlighting the wood grill, using Faroe Island salmon. We glaze that with a barbecue sauce we make here in-house. Finish that over cheddar grits. Charred ramps, probably the best backyard barbecue version of salmon you could ever have. Fried chicken is maybe something that you wouldn't expect to see on our menu, but we do it and we do it well. Actually fry ours twice to get really nice and crispy on the outside. And we serve that with a Napa Valley potato salad and a house-made pepper vinegar to add a little bit of something to it. Generally I think that kind of sums up the menu. It's not a very large menu. I think what we're really trying to do is make dishes that people crave and will want to come back for and, giving our team the confidence to, recommend anything on the menu. It's more what you're in the mood for, not what's good.
Now, based on what you just said, the Faroe Islands are way off. Aren't they near Denmark or something? You said Faroe salmon?
Yeah. They are probably the not the most local ingredients that we have, but the Faroe Island salmon is some of the best salmon that you can get. You know, again, sustainable practices used. You know, that's why we like it.
Now, let me ask you about that. I've had salmon from different places, different kinds of salmon. And they're truly, in fact, that's what my wife had, to tell you the truth, when we came in. But this isn't, and I tasted it, and she's a salmon. She has salmon, like, all the time. And you'd figure for all the salmon we eat, we both should be much smarter than we are. But we've had salmon from all, because it's supposed to make you smart, but we've had salmon from all over, and there actually is a difference in the taste between salmon from here or there, or here or there, or salmon you buy at the local supermarket.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, wild-caught salmon and, you know, salmon that is farm-raised is going to, you know, naturally have a little bit of a difference to it. You know, I think for restaurants, consistency is key. And, you know, for us, we, you know, that Faroe Island salmon works best for us. You know, but there's many different salmon. You know, I'm not going to be a self-proclaimed expert on this, but you know, it is really interesting the variations you can get, I would say, throughout the world.
You know what? A restaurant could do this, as I think about it. Maybe not your restaurant, but a restaurant somewhere can have, you know, how there are different beer flights where you taste different beers. It would be interesting to compare salmons, because truly there is a difference between different types of salmon. I mean, you could tell it's the same fish, but there are absolute differences between them. Something I also want to mention, we were talking about the lottery earlier, and it's $1.55 billion that's coming up. But some people think, you know what, and I might be one of those, you know, that's just a waste of money and the odds are so against it. However, when you go to a Let Us Entertain You restaurant, the odds are far better if you play Scratch Off, I think it's called. Can you? I think it's going on right now.
It is, actually. Yeah, it just started August 1st through September 30th. Basically, you'll sign in on our app. You'll check in at the restaurant, and you'll get to use a Scratch Off. So, you know, with our Let Us Entertain You rewards program, or frequent diner loyalty program, you typically get about a point for every dollar that you spend. And you can redeem 150 points for $10 at any of our restaurants, plus birthdays. You know, we also give you a little bonus there as well. But right now with the Scratch Off, you can win 2 times, 3 times, 4, or even 5 times. And you get a little scratch, a little digital Scratch Off. It's pretty fun. And yeah, you know, you can use that at any of our restaurants, but we hope you'll use it here and give us a shot.
Of course. And, you know, while winning over $1 billion is nice, for me, winning a free dessert is about equal to that, more or less. Talk about your desserts.
Yeah, so our pastry team led by Claire Smythe, I mean, I think our desserts are just over the top, as you say. We have a peanut butter pie that is larger than life. We finish up with a caramel ganache on top, make a chocolate cookie crust, and some you know, whipped cream on the side. I think all of our favorites secretly is the gooey lemon cake. It's a very simple looking dish, full of flavor, whipped ricotta on top, candy lemon zest. I mean, just, you know, there's a little something for everyone, I think. And I would say almost every guest in our restaurant gets dessert, which is a huge compliment.
Yeah. And you can sit inside, you can sit outside. You are located right next to another restaurant, which is next to another restaurant, which is next to another restaurant. I'll tell you, there are an incredible density of restaurants in the Fulton Market area, and I hadn't been to that area, I don't know, in 3 or 4 months. And even in that period of time, some of the restaurants that sadly did not make it through the pandemic, now there's new restaurants that have come in. And I'll tell you, we came in on a Monday night, and it's like it was busy everywhere, which is so great to see.
Yeah, you know, people, when they want to go out to eat, they, you know, they think of a couple neighborhoods here in Chicago. I think River North and now Fulton Market. You know, there's plenty of options. There's plenty of choices. And, you know, the people in the neighborhood, too, can kind of, you know, have that flexibility and, you know, be able to go to a different place every night of the week if they want. And I think that that's great, because the more restaurants that open, the more people that start walking around over here.
Right. And that's happening, too. Again, it was Monday night. This wasn't a Friday or Saturday night. It was Monday night, and it was packed everywhere, which was it was nice outside, but it was still nice to see. Because some people say, well, people aren't going to restaurants at all. You have no comparison because you've not been open long enough. But when I talk to restaurateurs, that they do have a basis of comparison between right now and before the pandemic, many say we are at or exceeding or near at where we were. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I think that's what a lot of our restaurants are experiencing as well. I think that people are excited to go out to eat again. And I think that diners are really, really looking for, you know, true hospitality and genuine friendliness and, you know, good service. And I think, a lot of people are, you know, really working towards making sure that that happens every time. And I think that's becoming really, very, very important to everyone. Guests, us. But yeah, I do think that the restaurants are starting to pick up and kind of get back to where they were, which is really great for everyone.
So you are the Oakville Grill and Cellar. I know there's a stairway going up, but where's the cellar? Isn't a cellar supposed to be a stairway going down? I did not see one of those.
We wanted to be a little non-conventional here. We have a large wine display on our second floor here that is featuring, and you know, our list is a solely California wine list, so not necessarily just from Napa Valley or Sonoma, but from all over the state. We're proud to display many different bottles and labels on the second floor as you head up the staircase.
That's what that staircase is. I was looking for one that went down. What is your address?
163 North Green Street.
Okay, 163 North Green Street. It's in the Fulton Market area, and the website would be for, you just go to Let Us Entertain You?
You can actually go to theoakville.com, and that will take you right there.
Theoakville.com, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Perfect. Nathan Steen from theoakville.com. Oakville Grill and Cellar, thank you so much.
Appreciate the time, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nathan.